Hi everyone, this is Mike from BHT and I'm joined here by Asha and Pro.
What's up?
Woo, yeah. This is a quick one to just introduce a new series we're going to be doing. It's a quickie.
Yes.
It's a quickie to introduce what we're going to be doing the whole of this year. There's a whole year series we're going to be doing called Hashtag Lenga Politics. Yani ulenge tu politics. How we came up, self-explanatory, it's not like a jargon. So how we came up with this is that we realized that it's election time, it's nearing election time. And there's been politics, whether we like it or not, since the last election really happened. What will you ku campaign the next day, you know? Imagine. And there's no problem with campaigning. Well, there is a problem when you're not doing your job and you're campaigning.
Yes.
And now the problem is we're faced with the same situation we've been faced with every 5 years, after every 5 years.
Yeah.
And we keep making the same decisions, right? And we thought at BHT, we think that if we come together and talk about this thing and actually break it down and see why we do the things we do and actually try and understand why we vote in the first place, then hopefully we're going to make a better choice. And also, I mean, si must tushinde tukisikia chocha za watu. Lazima tujue ni gani ni chocha, ni gani ni ukweli. Tulan kusikiza vitu zenye zinatusaidia, si kuchocho na tu vitu tudogo. Again, hiyo 50 bob tunakata this year, you know?
Atutaki.
Atutaki hiyo chwani, alafu next day niko na rent ya tao tano na wezi nisaidia. It doesn't make sense. So that is all about Lenga Politics, where we are shunning away everything that is all talk, no action, and actually trying to know the right ways in which you can vote and actually select good leaders this time. And in ya my youth jo. So current youth, najua kuvote ikuangi nini yako, ikuangi your first choice, but this time hopefully you can be encouraged to vote and actually vote in the right way.
Yeah.
Ama
tuambiani aje, pia kama we ni youth and you're a voter and umefika yo age na unataka kuvai kwa MCA, we're gonna show you the ways and how to go about it, how much money it costs. Yeah. We're gonna do the research for you. Kazi yako tu ni kusikia.
Youth in leadership.
Like we are tired of the usual things that they do to us. Like they come this year, they give us 50 bob, 500. Then you skew a campaign after mempatia kura na buy TX na neka tint za black at
Omboni. Reminds me that there's a car, sijui. Okay, story for
na bado wako na sijui. Acha tuachore. Anyway, what we are saying is we are going to be sharing what is the responsibility of a good leader. Yeah. How do they look like? What is their job towards us? Because they get paid for doing that job.
Exactly.
And we need to know that our voices needed to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a crime. It's a country where we have freedom of expression.
Sure.
So do your thing.
And that is something that we don't know. We don't realize. I think it's only a few of us who actually understand what politics is and what goes on into politics. These are actually the people who understand what their voices do. Unaona kitu kama akina Boniface, vitu zenye akina Boniface Mwangi ufanya. As in, it's because they understand what politics is. And when we say Lenga Politics, hatusemi ati wachana na story ya politics. Kenye tunasema ni kuwa smart when it comes to politics. Right. Usikubali tu kuziwa tu sera yote ni wasee wanauza.
Exactly.
Msee anakuja na kuzia life yako na 50 bob alafu unachukua. Alafu kidogo unasikia tu huo msee mwenye amekupatia 50 ameangusha msee mahali na huo msee bado anatembea tu around hakuna kitu yenye mema. As in these are the things that we want to talk about. We want to voice out the things that we feel like we owe ourselves. Unaona? As in we don't owe Gava anything. Gava ni natu. But now Gava makes everything looks like we're the ones who owe them.
Right.
This in a tax. Mwana tunalipa hii tax yote.
Yeah.
Right.
What is the real reason behind this tax? Nani alileta rules that lazima kukuwe na tax na lazima ati ulipe tax? Hizi ndio vitu zenye tunataka understand. Because most of the time, mostly what happens is, mi hata sikukuwa na understand story na tax, by the way.
Right.
Ukweli.
Wakati sahi watu wameanza kulia tax, wakati nimeanza kuishi peke yangu, ndo nimeanza kujua, so hii ndo kitu nyose walikuwa nasema tax. So,
exactly.
Hata hiyo maembe ya 5 bob yenye unanunua kwa mama kibanda. Trust me, kuna tax ati tax. Kuna tax hapo yenye inachukuliwa. Unaona juu mahali ataenda kununua kitu, hiyo maembe mahali ataenda kununua. Kuna tax yenye ule msee atamuuzia hiyo maembe ameshakatwa. Bado mahali atakuja kukatwa tax. Bado wewe mwenye utanunua hiyo maembe ya 3 bob bado unakatwa tax. So tunataka understand hii tax ni nini, mbona unailipia, importance of the easy tax, na kama exactly unapata kenye unalipia.
Most of us didn't know is that every time you got the government collects tax from you, they use that money to pay social workers. Mm-hmm. Who are social workers? Ni sisi wenye tunawapigia kura.
Yes.
Wanakuja wanapatia 50 bob kwa pesa yako wenye umetoa more than 10k mm-hmm. every month na ujui.
Imagine.
So
mdem umesoma kwa na degree na PhD but uko mtaa unafanya.
Unafagia.
Yes, unabebanga slasha asubuhi. Hata mimi naona mademu warembo huko mtaa.
Seriously.
Na sisi tunasema kufanya job ya mtaani ni mbaya. Don't take me wrong. What I am saying is kuna venye kuna tu kitu inaendelea na hata na hiyo job ya mtaani ni hata wewe mwenyewe understand
right.
Kuna hizo do zenye unapatiwa za kazi mtaani zenye ukienda tu vizuri uchambue tu kitu vizuri
right.
Utapata hiyo do yenye unakupatia maybe hata ni a half of the money yenye unapakuwa unapatiwa every week.
Yeah.
Right. Or as this kuna games mobs zina happen zenye yeah. hatu understand na we are not ready to understand. So we are yes. here to help you understand.
And we began this from way back when, remember Own Your Country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We began by telling you that the tukanza could decipher that thing here or sovereignty in it. We told you.
Never forget simply, that word.
Never.
Exactly. Sovereignty of the people.
Exactly. So the thing is, we began there by telling you you have the power, and by elections being closer and nearer,
mm-hmm.
is the perfect opportunity for you to utilize that power. And it all starts from there. Trust yes. me, if you go wrong in elections, you go wrong in everything. Your country is in a mess, mm-hmm. you're in debt, you're in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus also you get to understand all these things where we'll also get to see tribal politics, things like that, you know, things that mess you up, that shouldn't mess you up, right?
Yeah, I'm just reminded of also opportunities that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Like for
right.
example the deadline extension of e-passports,
mm-hmm.
these things that zinakuanga but you don't know, like I didn't know about e-passport until I saw it on Edgar's story.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things that they are there and they are your right, like there's an ability for you if you have not been paying tax before
yes.
to actually get cleared because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
Even if you're in CRB, there's actually an ability, there's a
possibility
for
yeah.
you to get cleared right now for a very cheaper price because mm-hmm. of COVID-19, because ikiisha my friend mutalipa.
Now how do I
now
you
use,
are
now
way?
Use these opportunities that are there. We're gonna mulika them so that you use them wisely,
right.
so that you save your money and you also learn on places where you can go to just get this
yes
common social things that you need to have.
Exactly. So you know what, it's election period and we as BHT are gonna lenga politics.
We got
so
you manze,
we got you,
we
on
got
that
you. Ooh,
yeah.
party alive.
So
eh?
Look out for that, it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be lit, and feel free to share your views on our social media platforms on at Baraza Hot Sea everywhere. And Pro has something to say just before we wrap up.
Yes, kama unajisikia uko na kitu imeku frustrate hii time yote, uja understand or uja elewa or kuna kitu tu imekuwa kikubwa juu, kuna dema alikuwa anasema ati gava imemwambia aende akaji employ akajifanyie mwenyewe biashara yake, but now the gava pia inataka awalipe kujiandikisha biashara, as in kuna vitu gava inakwambia ulipie ndo ufungue hiyo biashara. Imagine uko na help bado hatujamaliza kulipa. Mother home alisha retire, ako tu hapo, ama mzae ayuko, unajua wazae wa squeeze ni kutoroka responsibility.
Yeah. So it has spam done.
Yeah. So ooh, mzae amehepa, mother ali retire, wewe mwenyewe uko na help kumaliza na uko na ka degree umelalia, hakuna job. Sasa hii corona covid iko, watu wana work from home. Wewe una work from, unawakia nani from home? Unless uko na nini source yenye unawakia nayo, juu si kila mzee anataka kuwakia home. Wase wengine wanataka kuona watu. As in, so hiyo ndio kitu tunataka kufanya. Tunataka kupatia na opportunity kwa my youth wenye wanataka ku voice out anything that they want to share so that we can learn together and grow together during the process.
Exactly.
Yes,
so hopefully we're gonna make a right choice by the end of it, and when we get to 2022.
Yes.
And yes, we got you on that, and it's a wrap from us. Stay tuned, follow us on our social media again at Baraza Hot Tea everywhere, and also we have new social media platforms.
Yeah.
At us for her, us with a four and a her, hapo hivyo mwisho, even though you got to number to spell, alafu tunasema.
But then you say U-S for H-E-R.
Unasema
us, alafu four, alafu four.
Exactly, but you get my point, right? So follow us there and we'll be sure to shout out. Thank you.
Yay,
bye-bye.
You.